from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's also going to get hurt because he plays for the Ravens. That's what happens to running backs.
Exactly. Oh, don't do
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. That's just what's going to happen.
Stop it. But here's the thing. I'm in a Friends, the homie league, which I've been in for 20 some odd years. And then I'm in a family league. That's it. Friends, family. I don't do work anymore. I don't do this guy's, that guy's. No, just friends, family. It's made viewing more fun. I could streamline my teams. It's totally good. And now my strategy, as I've gotten older and older and older,
try
to get them as close as possible, even if I have to reach a little, not the end of the world. Because you know why? I'm in it for the fun. I'm not in it to pretend like I'm making money. Yeah. All right. I am not some, you know, Jim Cramer, buy, sell, got to have 18 teams, and I'm right, constantly rooting for and against 16 dudes.
Enough. I've heard this before.
You know where I stand
Jake
on this.
Jake Hutchinson, 95.7 The Game Insider.
Lucas,
sorry, Jake.
You're an
welcome to the morning roast. Jake Hutchinson joins us on the River Islands guest line. He's just throwing people under the bus. You've had a role this week.
How many leagues are you in, Jake?
How many leagues are you in?
Yeah, I'm in two, contemplating joining three, and the thought of even joining three is making me a little sick. Yeah. It's just too much, man.
Thank you.
It is too much. I'm in, well, let me see, I'm in.
He's a reasonable human being.
I'm in one, my SF Players Club. Shout out to the SF Players Club. You know who you are.
Yeah, is it right on Third and Newcomb? in the heart of HP?
It's in the heart of San Francisco. That league's been going on since the mid-90s. Okay. I joined the league in 01.
Uh-huh. So, back when we didn't have the internet.
Man, but they did pin and paper. Pin and paper league. I know. We didn't have the internet.
Oh.
So they did that one. I got that league. I got my buddies in L.A. I only know one person in there, but I've been in that league for 12 years somehow. And I've won that league three times, so I'm still in that league.
What other league?
What other league is... and I think that's it. Anyway, Jake, let's talk some 49. Forget fantasy football.
No one cares about Bonte's leagues.
No, nobody. You just spitball for 5 minutes about your fantasy football process. Anyway, Jake, you see what goes on in the show. You see what happens.
I didn't get sleep last night, Jake. My wife brought the baby in.
I don't get sleep every day. This guy's making excuses. He can't fight through adversity. How will the Niners fight through adversity if Brandon Ayuk? I guess my first question to you is Brandon Ayuk traveling with the team?
I would be shocked if he's going to Tennessee. I don't see the logic in him doing that, you know, unless they want to make everything uncomfortable, or unless he's like, I want to make everybody uncomfortable and takes his own flight down there. I'd be pretty shocked about that. But yeah, the whole thing is, the vibes are weird on this one, fellas.
What about Trent Williams? Any concern about him not being in camp yet from the coaching staff, from other players, or are they not worried about Big Trip because he's a veteran?
Yeah, I think it's something where, like, if anybody's going to miss time in camp, like, you're not that worried about Trent Williams. But the guy is 36, and Chris Furster, you know, offensive line coach, run game coordinator, he talks to us every week, and he's like, you know, he does need to practice. You know, like even if you're Trent Williams, you got to get the rust off. So, I mean, if he's not there at all in training camp, I'd be like a little bit concerned. He had a pretty bad Super Bowl. I think he's a guy who doesn't need to practice very much, but it's definitely a little bit of a concern if he's not there, you know, say the week before the season starts, another Nick Bosa situation. But again, it's Trent Williams. So if like he is there the day before the season starts, you could probably still slot him in and he'll probably be fine.
You've been to a variety of these training camps, correct?
Yep. I've been last 5 years.
Okay. I went day one, and again, there's no fans, and it was different. There were no pads. I said to B, I go, man, it just doesn't have the same juice as it's had in years past. Do you feel me on that, or does something feel like it's lacking when you're there every day?
Yeah, no, I mean, the vibes are off a little bit. Like, let's be real. Like, for example, yesterday or 2 days ago, that's their big practice of the week. Fred Warner's out with, you know, a little bit of foot irritation. So there's like nobody to set the tone. You've got no Ayuk, you've got no Trent Williams, you've got no Christian McCaffrey, no Elijah Mitchell. You know, you've got receivers who are out. There's no Pearsall. There's like, you've got no one who's really out there setting the tone. And as much as you can be like, oh, well, Brock Purdy's out there in training camp, doesn't matter. Like, they haven't had like, I know this is wild, but like, they haven't had like a real fight of camp, which I'm just saying. They asked Fred Warner a couple days ago, like, have you picked anybody to pick on? And Warner was like, nope, not really. Without Ayuk out there, I haven't really been bothering anybody. And that, like, tells you all you need to know. There's not a lot of juice to this camp. It's been okay. But it's been a little boring. It's a little weird, and you can definitely feel that they've got star players who are missing out there.
Well, Jake Hutchison, our 95-70 Game Insider here on the River Islands Guest Line, all guests on 95-70 Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? I discovered the islands the other day, and let me tell you, islands are nice. Islands are really nice. Not to mention, Jake, Drake Greenlaw not being out there. Drake Greenlaw is a tone setter as well, who runs around and practices like hits people, but his replacement, it sounds like D. Winters is now ascending in training camp. Can you talk a little about D. Winters and what he's done so far?
Yeah, no question. I would say the two guys who actually are trying to give it some juice are D. Winters and Jalen Graham. D. Winters has been absolutely everywhere. Like, he's a guy, I think he's going to be their third linebacker. Devondre Campbell's start, and then if Campbell's, you know, looking old and he just doesn't have the juice left, I could see Winters sliding into that spot because he's flying all over the place, making backfield stops left and right. And then the other guy, Jalen Graham, he's built like a Mack truck. Like he's going to hit somebody very, very hard in the preseason. And he's the one guy who's been almost on the verge of starting fights, got into it with Juwan Jennings. I think it was yesterday. He's physical. He's mean. He's got like an edge to him and wants to prove something. So those two guys, they're trying to bring a little bit of juice. And I would keep an eye on them in this preseason game.
What's the thinnest and deepest position or the strongest position, I guess, for the 49ers in terms of groups?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think what's wild is corner. Corner's their strongest position right now, which is like, I don't think he even... I think that would have been a joke to say that any of like the past 4 or 5 years, but you look at it and you've got Ward, you've got Lenoir, Isaac Yadam looks like he's going to start on the outside if he's healthy. Renardo Green, they've been playing him at nickel just to train him there, but with Yadam out, he's been killing it the last few days. A bunch of PBUs block a kick. And then you've got a bunch of other guys like Rocky Sin, Daryl Luter, Sam Womack. And you're talking, those are like your fifth or sixth corners. Like, it's a really impressive group. The weakest one to me, I mean, D-line is defensive end. They literally have, you know, if we're talking depth, they have four guys. Wow. They have Bosa, they have Robert Beal, they have Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Matos, and then, like, I guess Austin Bryant. But after that, they don't have any defensive ends, and I think they just signed somebody. But that group is a little concerning. Floyd's older. He's not been like stellar. These other guys aren't like starring. I like Gross-Matos, but outside of Bosa, who's, you know, had like 4 sacks in camp the other day, that group is, if one guy goes down, I'd be worried about that.
You know, Jake, you bring up Bosa having the 4 sacks, and I think he is in line for a monster season. He knows what happened last year, holding out to training camp and having a subpar season and being on the sideline in the Super Bowl during various plays on the final drive. But you mentioned Bosa having those 4 sacks, and I'll automatically think about Trent Williams in this offensive line and left tackle and right tackle. Are they ready? Are they prepared for life without Trent Williams if he decides not to come for week one against the New York Jets or holds out and doesn't get his new money? Jaylon Moore, where is he at right now?
No, they're not prepared for that. No.
I know, it's a very dumb question. But where's Jaylon Moore at? Has he gotten better? Because we know he's a human turnstile at times.
He's fine for a backup tackle, you know, he's okay. But if you have him out there, and maybe it's something where he does get out there and he improves over the course of the season, but I've seen nothing to be like, ooh, maybe this guy could. No. I mean, they can talk him up all they want. I think he's done a decent job. There's been times where I've been impressed. I think if he's out there for a few games this season, you can maybe win with that. But you don't have Trent Williams. This was a lower middle of the pack offensive line. And that's with Trent Williams, who's the best offensive lineman in the game. If you don't have him, like, you're objectively like a bottom 10 at best offensive line. Like, it's going to be a major problem. And that's the whole thing with this offseason. It felt like, okay, invest in Brock Purdy, invest in weapons and building up this offense. And if you don't have Trent, you don't have IU, that's like, out there week one, that's a very, very scary proposition.
All right, give me a couple guys on either side of the ball that you have your most bold stubbornness with. Like, you know, like, for example, you know, everyone's obsessed with Mike Mustafa right now, or Renardo Green, who you've referenced. Who are the two guys that are under the radar that you're going to take a big-time flyer on and you're going to be stubborn and bold with long-term with the 49ers?
Yeah, I'll start with Mustafa, man. That guy, he's the truth. Like, the question with him is, like, can he play free safety? Because at Wake Forest, you watch a tape, and he wasn't asked to play, like, free safety, just hanging out there in center field a lot. But he had the movement skills. And you watch him, he almost had 2 picks yesterday. One of them would have been a pick six. And so the thing with him is, like, you thought of him as just, like, a thumper, guy you can bring in the box. No, like, he can play center field. He can range all over the place. And listen, he's a rookie. There's going to be growing pains. But the speed, the physicality, the athleticism, and, like, the trigger to get downhill and attack the ball, that guy, Jair Brown, could be a very, very good safety group if all goes right. I could also talk about Renardo Green, who I loved. I loved him coming out of the draft. I mock him to the 49ers right around that spot. but I'll go with Pearsall just because I haven't talked about him. Pearsall is a guy that I thought was an awesome pick. I was a little surprised that the 49ers went that route. But I think he is a guy, people pin him in as a slot receiver. He can play anywhere, man. Like he's got incredible athleticism. He snaps off at the top of routes. The first day of practice, he was actually out there. He beat Isaac Yadam like 3 or 4 yards of separation twice, once for a touchdown. Before he tweaked his shoulder, he had a great, great catch. So the question for him is like, can you actually just stay healthy? Because if he does, I have no question he's going to be a really solid contributor. Maybe he's starting in Ayuk's place, maybe not. Either way, my concern with him is health. He can stay healthy. I think he's going to be a very good player in this league for a long time.
Jake Hutchinson here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. A couple quick ones for you here. Backup quarterback. We obviously know Brock Purdy's starting, and he's going to be the starter for the foreseeable future. But who's winning that competition between Brennan Allen, Joshua Dobbs, and Tanner Mordecai?
Yeah, winning is a strong term for what I've been seeing from those guys.
Oh, boy.
Brennan Allen, it's not great. I mean, I would
but
what
Jake,
I, what
but
I would
Jake,
say
before you Brennan, finish, Jake, before you finish,
yeah,
Brandon Allen backed up Joe Burrow, though. It's a joke.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That's all he did. Yeah. That's all he did.
What I'd say about those guys, Brandon Allen, he looked fine to start camp. He's looking less and less convincing. He had a ball that just like hung up there forever that Ronnie Bell somehow caught yesterday. He's not really impressive. Josh Dobbs, what I will say, he started out terrible. I was like, this guy might get cut. Genuinely. Like, he wasn't getting guys in the right place on offense. He was throwing ducks left and right. And I'm not saying, like, he's blowing the doors off the place, but he has looked a lot better. He looks like he's starting to get a feel for it. Sort of like, you know, he knows what he's doing. So, in my view, I feel like he... You know, maybe they start with Brandon Allen just in terms of understanding the offense, you know, in a pinch. But I think if Purdy were to be out for any extended time, I would bet it would be Dobbs just because of the upside. And with Allen, you don't have a lot of it. And then Tanner Mordecai, you know, we just have not seen all that much of him. I would expect that he's the odd man out and maybe you try and get him to the practice squad. But yeah, right now, I think out of those guys, Dobbs has been more impressive as of late.
Are the Niners going to be staying? Are they doing the joint practices next week with the Saints, Jake?
Yeah, they're going down to L.A. I want to say it's Thursday and Friday. It's weird because they go down to L.A. in Irvine to practice with the Saints, and then they fly back to play at Levi's, which is just bizarre.
So they're going to fly back home to the Bay Area and then fly down to L.A., scrimmage, and then fly back up to the Bay Area.
Yeah, because at their practice facility, they don't have enough space to accommodate, you know, joint practices. So they're heading down to the Saints in Irvine and then flying back.
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's a joke in there that Levi's is closer to LAX than it is SFO.
Jake Hutchinson, man. Hey, really good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next. Are you going down to Irvine?
I'm not going to be down at Irvine, but I'll be around camp until this thing gets gone.
Yeah, we'll be catching up with you, man. Really good job, Jake.
Good stuff,
Jake. Proud of you, man. Good stuff, Jake.
Jake, appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks. Yep, anytime, Jake. Anytime. Jake's a good guy, man. We're gonna have him back on. That was smooth. That's so weird. Jake Hutchinson joined us on the River Islands guest line. So we're gonna fly to Tennessee. You're gonna come back, practice a couple days, and fly down to L.A. scrimmage with the Saints in Irvine, and then fly back up. Now the joke, there's a.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.